many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. We have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Corporation Nation, it's the 9th of January, 2015. I'm Clint, your host. With me today is the man who has revealed the nature of psychopathy, asks the question, is the world ruled by psychopaths? To which we all sort of laugh under our breath as if that's even a real question. yes. Oh, we are in crazy times. And on that note, I'd like to welcome Stefan Verstappen. He has been on the show before. He's author of The Art of Urban Survival. Also, his website is urbansurvivalstrategies.com. Also, chinastrategies.com. Welcome to the show, Stefan.
Thanks for having me on, Clint.
Absolutely. I'm actually very pleased to have you. I really enjoyed our last talk and our off-air talks. Hey, new article that you put out, which caught my interest, titled, and there's actually a YouTube video with the same title. It's called, and this was in the Trends Journal, it's Historical Cycles, Are We Doomed to Repeat the Past? And, you know, we've actually, strangely enough, we've talked about this quite often that our perceptions of what a revolution is might need to be sort of reined in and looked at, considering a revolution just keeps going round and round and round and round. Basically, you know, and we don't like to fearmonger on this particular show. I know a lot of people are into that kind of thing, but you do ask some good questions. Current events indicate, without a doubt, that our government is preparing for something bad to happen. I'd say that's pretty easy to verify. Do they know something we don't? Is your government using mathematical models based on historical cycles to predict a major social upheaval in the near future? It's a very, very interesting question. So let's get to it, Stefan. Welcome again.
Yeah, where should I start?
Well, let me ask you your own question. Is the government using mathematical models based on historical cycles to predict a major social upheaval in the near future?
Well, you know, like with everything dealing with the government, you can never say for sure what they're doing. No one will ever know everything that's going on. But I would take a wild guess, considering that the government spends millions, if not billions, of money in research firms and studies to try and predict consumer behavior and the behavior of the citizens. And my guess would be that they have spent money to figure out if there's any validity to the theory of historical cycles. And in the last 20 years, several researchers have come out with actual mathematical formulas to try and predict the future based on the theory that history recycles and cycles around. So my guess would be that, yeah, the government probably has done some studies. I mean, if I can put this together myself, I'm pretty sure, you know, all the big research companies and the trusts and all their, you know, minions have probably figured this out a long time ago. Because why else, what other reason is there for them to be intensifying the full spectrum lockdown police state control system that they have now? I mean, you know, every police department is getting tanks and they're all dressed in black like SS officers, and they wear masks and they have machine guns and drones. And so why? Because crime is going up? No, crime is going down. It's been going down steadily in the last 20 years. So why all of this, you know, security? What are you guys afraid of? Do you think something bad's going to happen? And especially when you find out that all their training exercises and their, you know, the literature that they spread amongst themselves within the police department, you know, watch out for people that you know, carry a copy of the Constitution, you know, homegrown terrorism and that. So obviously they're prepared for the people of America to get upset and maybe riot. If not riot, perhaps even, you know, rebel and open revolution, or even possibly civil war. Obviously that's what they're expecting. You know, the IRS ordered I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of machine guns. I mean, really, you know, when you go into the IRS office for an audit, there's going to be guys there with machine guns. What, you know, what are they afraid of, or what are they planning to do? Either way, it still follows in with the theory of historical cycles, whether the government knows about it and is preparing for it, or whether the government is ignorant about it and is simply blindly following along the same pattern to destruction like every previous regime throughout history has done, is, you know, immaterial at this point, because the end result is going to be the same. So it's a bit of doom and gloom, but the good news is I really think the future is going to be brighter, and I think there's a brighter future not too far away. But in the meantime, there is going to be some hardship.
Well, and that's something we've talked about a lot too, is the notion that, you know, can you just transition from a position of pure, you know, debt slavery and tyranny into the golden age? Well, unfortunately, the golden age is kind of predefined by the same people who brought the tyranny, so you have to be real careful about that transition. Now, one thing I've noticed, and, you know, I consider myself very lucky fortunate is probably a better word, that I lived in New York in Manhattan at the time of 9/11, because, you know, I watched it from my roof, because that gave me a lot of insight into what people are willing to put up with. Now, besides the fact that I had to have all this ID and stuff to get below the 14th Street to get to my home, the store, there's no supplies coming in, so the stores were bare by the end of that first day. Besides all of that, there was one thing that I noticed in regards to what you're talking about right now that scared me the most, and it included myself, is how easily and how quickly we become accustomed to and almost start ignoring the fact that there are soldiers with submachine guns in fatigues and military outfits all throughout the subways of New York. In other words, we're walking, we're pretending like they're not there. They're there almost invisibly. In other words, we got so used to that so quick, and it, at the time I thought, well, it's a good thing, you know, there's all these warnings about things that are going to happen in the subways, the news, and everything. But it was amazing to me, when I think back in hindsight, how easy it was for myself and all of my millions of neighbors to get instantly used, if you will, to the fact that there are soldiers with submachine guns watching us on a daily basis as we, you know, go like cockroaches through the city. The fact that we were so easily accepting of that is probably my biggest concern, because as the incremental you know, influx of all this stuff you're talking about is happening, we are not doing anything about it. We are already used to it. So why not put a soldier on every corner? Why not do the things? Because if New York was a test run, it's going to be an easy, easy takeover. So that's kind of, that kind of scares me.
Yeah, and look at what happened right after the Boston bombing. I mean, take a look at those pictures. I mean, this was like something out of Sarajevo, for crying out loud. There was tanks and police officers dressed in full military gear driving down the street. There were dozens of them going into houses, throwing people out of their houses and searching them without a warrant, without probable cause. I mean, come on, you know, this was outrageous. And then, you know, I'm sorry, the idiots there in Boston didn't have this big parade lauding the police efforts. Oh, because what, they shot an unarmed kid? And for this, everybody has to go up there and go Boston strong? I mean, come on, people. This is, you know, this is tyranny, and, you know, it's not a surprise, because when you read history, every government throughout history has always ended up in tyranny, and then right after the tyranny, there is a breakdown in society, because tyranny can't last. You know, all these, you know, elites, whoever they may be, with their plans of world domination, well, you know, there's certain laws of nature that apply, and they can't, you know, subvert those laws. They can't, you know, rule the world any more than they can grow wings and fly. So it always comes tumbling around, down around their ears, all their little schemes and their efforts, and you know, in the end, they're all gone too. So, but in the meantime, you know, look at the damage they're doing to the world. And it's not just America where this militarization of the police is occurring. You know, I was in California for 14 years, and then I just returned last year to my hometown here in Toronto, which is, you know, our version of New York City. So, you know, I'm a big city boy too. And but the same thing has happened here. Well, now the cops all wear black, and you know, they're all armed to the teeth, and you know, so and then when you look at what happened here at the G20 protests, with the, you know, they rounded up hundreds of people and beat them and threw them into, you know, it was ridiculous. They were searching backpacks miles away from the demonstration. There were, we had Officer Bubbles here threatening to take down some, you know, 110-pound college girl because she was blowing bubbles, you know. You know, and here's a 250-pound guy dressed in full body armor, and he's worried about soap bubbles. I mean, you know, and the shame of it, that this guy wasn't immediately fired. I mean, never in my life would I think of something, to do something like that, you know, to threaten a little girl because she's blowing soap bubbles, a big guy like me, you know, shame on these people. But nothing happens. Nobody's outraged. Everybody's used to it now, you know, so it's the world over, Clint. It's the world over now. There's no escape. You know, you can't go to France. You can't go to Europe or England. And, you know, it reminds me of back in the 70s when I was in Spain, across the border over into Morocco. And but in Spain, everybody had machine guns. You know, it kind of made you a little bit nervous. And they all wore those aviator mirror sunglasses, right? Like some Louisiana sheriff or something from a 1960s movie, you know. And when I was in Thailand, up in the Golden Triangle, you know, we were going along this trail here in the jungle, and suddenly, you know, 15 guys come out of the forest with machine guns, and again, the aviator mirror sunglasses, and, you know, they're all pointing machine guns at me. So it's not a comfortable feeling. But then to see that happening here in North America and in Western Europe, it's an outrage.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you do when people have been, well, I mean, my best word is zombified. We're a bunch of deer in front of a gigantic headlight. We don't know what to do. We don't make a stand. We don't live in our morals. We don't do anything about people being harmed. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy.
Now, who would it be, do you suppose, that would justify the gun ban? You said something very important. Now, the difference between the Supreme Court and the Ku Klux Klan, very simply, is that the members of the Supreme Court dress in black robes and scare white people. So, Who would be there to justify the gun? Who would say that a gun ban, for instance, the get rid of firearms, etc., would be constitutional, justifiable, etc.? Well, it'd be the Supreme Court. Now, the World Health Organization released not that long ago, actually, the latest murder statistics for the entire world, all the countries of the world, and they did so in murders per 100,000 citizens per year. Starts out with Honduras with 91.6 per 100,000. It goes down El Salvador, the Virgin Islands, Belize, and in the number we get down to Barbados at 11.3, Peru at 10.8, Russia at 10.2. You know, keep going down, keep going. British Virgin Islands, 8.6. Oh, we're God, where's the United States on this? I just don't see. Oh, there it is. At number 109, we find the first country that does not have a gun ban. All 109 countries before the United States on this list have a 100% ban on personal firearms, guns. The United States is the first country on this list that does not have that ban, and its murder rate is 4.2 per 100,000 people, okay, compared to the top, which was 96. Now, another interest about this list is that Switzerland is not on this list. Now, why is that? No occurrence of murders in Switzerland. Well, Switzerland's law requires that everyone, one, own a gun, and two, maintain specific marksmanship qualifications on a regular or annual basis. Now, one thing we can learn from this list is that, hey, well, gosh, the United States isn't doing so bad after all, so why all of the incredible buildup of the military apparatus? But the second thing we can learn is that, hey, gun bans and restrictions don't seem to work. Right? I mean, if Switzerland can have everyone has a gun and no deaths, if Utah has one of the lowest murder rates, because who knows around here in the cowboy states who has a gun, so you don't really mess with people. Yeah, something is going on here that we should really start to recognize, and that is that people need to protect themselves, not only from other people, but from what we're talking about today. Again, my guest, Stefan Verstappen. What is this notion of the cyclical angle that you're talking about? In other words, how is it that you would say that we're going into something we've already been in, considering that the technology has changed so dramatically over the last, you know, decades? What's the cyclical angle?
Yeah, before I answer that, I just want to address what you just said, because coincidentally, I'm working on a little video about gun control in Canada. And as you know, Canada has probably the strictest gun control laws of any country that allows you to own guns at all, which is, you know, just Canada and the United States now. I think we're the last two countries. And what it is I'm combining a bunch of video clips that I got from YouTube from my old neighborhood here in Toronto, the Jane and Finch area. If anybody knows Toronto, they know Jane and Finch. It is notorious for gun violence. And
but wait a minute, there's no guns allowed.
Exactly, there are no guns allowed. But, you know, where our gun violence has been going up. And here I pitched together a bunch of videos of these clowns that videotape themselves showing off their guns. You know, it's the selfie video with them showing off their guns. And now, for those people that say, well, they, you know, they're stolen from legal gun owners, no, because each one of those guns, first of all, guaranteed none of these guys in the videos have a gun license, you know. And also, each one of those guns are illegal. Their barrels are too short, so their magazine capacities are too high. They got 38s, which is illegal here in Canada. You can't have a 38. You know, so everything about those guns are illegal, and I've got video after video of hundreds of guys showing off all their illegal guns. They're pulling them out of their waistbands and flashing them in front of the camera. And yet, no one I know owns a gun here in Canada. All my friends, all my family and relatives and that, none of them own a gun. None of them have ever even seen a gun. So even though Canada has hardly any guns, and on top of that, we have the strictest gun control laws, makes California look like the Wild West, even still, all the criminals have guns, you know. Non-criminals in Canada don't own guns. There's a few hunters, there's a couple of collectors, but, you know, 99% of Canadians don't own a gun, never seen one, never fired one, don't even know what it looks like. And yet, you want to take a look at all the gangsters in Jane and Finch, they're all waving their guns around. So how is that possible? We have laws against that. How come they all have guns? So don't tell me about gun control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you actually step back from the, you know, take a neutral position here for a moment. Here's a bunch of people who live in a place where basically the law is made on the street. It's an instantaneous thing. It's the law is sort of well, let's just say it. They're outlaws, basically. Obviously, for that matter, the law that says they can't have a gun does not matter to them. Now, I ask why it is that a people, especially the people in America, Canada, okay, but America specifically, because America has romanticized the gun, the notion of the sidearm, in triplicate. I mean, it's practically, it should be on our flag, for God's sake. But why is it that people are so compliant with all of these gun laws that we have, if that is the very notion, the very thing that we equate to our quote-unquote freedom, that the wild, wild west and all of that, what is it about us that we are not outlaws? What is it that makes people, again, so subservient to the law that they would give up the one real thing that would protect them and historically is the most respected thing in the entire history of the nation? That's an amazing thought when you actually pull back for a moment and just think about how a complete, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of people are now absolutely subservient to this beast that we have, and a lot of those people are even gun owners. I don't have any faith, honestly, in gun owners. I think gun owning has become a hobby instead of the actual reason for owning guns, and that should be obvious to anyone because tyranny abounds.
Yeah, and that's why I believe the writers of the Constitution put in the Second Amendment, I believe, to because they understood the importance of guns. Why have Americans rolled over and put up with this? Well, you know, 100 years of public education and TV commercials and TV shows and movies and politically correct this, and you know, it's been a long time of indoctrination. You know, people aren't taught to be self-reliant, and self-defense is a facet of self-reliance. You know, I've been a martial arts instructor for 40 years, and because I believe in, you know, taking care of things myself. I'm a big boy. I can handle things. I don't need, you know, the nanny state to come and put a helmet on me when I ride a bicycle. I don't, you know, I don't need to get raped and murdered and then wait for the police to come 15 minutes after the guy's gone, you know.
Well, they're going to start making you register your hands after a while because you're now a lethal weapon. But hey, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Some seem to be battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in. Simultaneously. In the form of energy, all our sensory system, and then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like. It explodes into this enormous collage, and in this moment, we are perfect. We are perfect, and we are beautiful.
It appears rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut. And with the consistency of mushrooms, like a walnut.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Oh, we're talking to, Stefan Verstappen today. Stefan, why don't you tell people about your, before we go on here, we had you on the show a while back, and we were... Basically, it was a show on, a presentation on the psychopath, the nature of psychopathy, the amazing way that you can recognize the typical quote-unquote signs of a psychopath, just the way they try to fit in and be quote-unquote normal, if you will. Why don't you tell people about your book, your websites, and all that?
Okay, well, the book is The Art of Urban Survival, and, you know, I wrote it sort of as a, it's like a Boy Scout manual, really. You got a copy, right? I sent you the PDF for that, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so you can see it's sort of like a manual on how to deal with all the things that are going to be coming down the pipe, you know, crime, violence, corruption, natural disasters, blackouts, riots, you know, and even possibly war and biological or chemical attacks. So it's really, you know, got some, you know, information about everything that could potentially go wrong for the next 5-10 years. And my website is chinastrategies.com. That's one word. And everything will be on the website there. And the what you're talking about, the psychopaths we discussed last time, if people are interested in that topic, they can, you know, watch my video. It's called Defense Against the Psychopath, and it's on YouTube. And that'll, you know, in 38 minutes explain just about everything you need to know about psychopaths.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, I got to say. If you missed the show, you definitely want to check that out. But the nature of what you're talking about here, it's one thing to say, yeah, I wrote a book about disasters, natural disasters, government disasters, military disasters. It's not really, this is not a fear-mongering type of thing. It is simply, if you will, it is advice on, well, part of it is on recognizing, you know, who you should trust and who you shouldn't. Signs of you know, when a civilization does actually fall apart, like ours certainly is, and we're going to talk about that a little more, because the signs are kind of everywhere of this disintegrating thing we have. But, you know, just to be clear, this is not fear-mongering. This is simply and utterly preparation, as you would prepare for any thing in your life. You know, it's and I can't stress enough how everybody, you know, I see it. I see what's happening out there, and it's not just a political thing. It's an emotional thing. It's a psychological thing with people that they're so dependent on this system that any little fluctuation is just, you know, turns people into animals, unfortunately, or into sheep. One or the other. You become the violent one, or the hider, or you become a certain type of personality. And, you know, that's really, for you, you can defend yourself because you, like you said, 40 years in martial arts, that's quite a bit. But a typical person doesn't have that. And so, you know, it's, I don't know, you know what I'm saying.
Sure, you know, and that's why I wrote the book. It's called A Family's Safety and Self-Defense Guide. You know, it's meant for people that are you know, like hardcore or anything like that. It's not, and you're right, it's not fear-mongering. It's a first aid manual. That's what it is. Except the first aid is, you know, what if you're getting into a car accident? Do you get out? Do you exchange information? Is the guy trying to rob you? How do you judge the situation? You know, that's it. To me, it's more like first aid or, you know, you're in a strange country, you're going to get into a taxi cab. Is the guy going to take you to where you want to go, or is he going to stop off on the side of the road and rape you? I mean, do you have a strategy in plan, in mind, on how to, excuse me, on how to deal with that? And if not, then read the book, because it'll tell you what to do. Or if you're, you know, if you get kidnapped, or if you're driving home and you're in the middle of a riot, what can you do? Or if you get lost and you're in a bad neighborhood, how many times has that happened to you? You know, I remember a time I was bicycling in Oakland, and suddenly I got a flat tire, and just at sunset, and then, man, it got spooky real fast. Oakland's very nice in the daytime, but once the lights go down, and you're on your, by yourself walking down the streets, it gets a little bit spooky. Same thing happened to me in South Central, you know. So what do you do if you get lost and you're in a bad neighborhood? So it's a self-defense manual. And then same thing. If there, you know, if there's a breakdown in society, if there's martial law, well, what would you do then if there's martial law? Well, you know, you keep a low profile, you avoid the cameras, you stay away from the police spot checks, you keep your mouth shut, you play the gray man, you know, you go under the radar, you wait it out because it'll end. And most important thing, what I'm always telling people in the book is, listen, you do what you need to do to survive, because tomorrow will be a better day. But now you might have to make some compromises, and you might have to, you know, man up a little bit, you know. So there's information on self-defense, on how to improvise a weapon. You know, if it gets down to that, you know, if it comes down to that, then if you can figure out quickly how to improvise a weapon from something that's around you, you improve your chances of survival. And that's why the book is called Urban Survival. You know, whatever it is that will improve your chances of survival, I tried to include it in the book.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I just had an encounter. I over the years, my own brother, I hesitate to talk about him, but, you know, he's been a prison guard in California, in the correction system out there, which is just a completely corrupt thing anyway. But he's been a prison guard for, I guess 12 years now, and he's just convinced that he's, you know, CalPERS is going to start paying him $3,900 a month when he retires after 15 years of work, and he's just, you know, absolutely convinced that life's going to go back to normal. But, you know, this last time I went home, it's one thing to go home and listen to all the stories of a prison guard, you know, and how desensitized these people can become. And I'm only using my brother as an example of the mentality of the people that you're saying, hey, you want to avoid these checkpoints. You already want to avoid police as much as you can, because you don't know what you're going to get even today. We've certainly had people on the show that have told us their stories of how they just come in and just rip you out of the car and start beating you up for absolutely no reason. All right? So these people are drawn to that authority structure. Yes, there are good police. Yes, there are bad police. Problem is, you don't know what you are encountering, and that's the point of your book. Now, see, what my brother has turned into is something unholy. I realized that I was talking to someone who has been transformed into having psychopathic tendencies. And it was very frightening for me to listen to his stories about, it doesn't really bother him anymore. He's so desensitized that he's talking about people's eyelids being cut off in the general yard. He's talking about Joker smiles being given to people, you know, someone getting their genitalia cut off, stabbings. Oh, I watched one guy get stabbed 49 times. And he talks about it without any emotion whatsoever. I mean, not any type of response, I'm saying. And so here's a guy who literally the only social time he gets is literally when he's a prison guard. He goes to his apartment and never leaves until he goes back to the prison and guards the prisoners on the general yard. And, I mean, he's basically made his own prison, and the way he regards the public, the way he regards society now, is literally he looks at everybody as if they are prisoners, as if they are criminals. Doesn't matter what you did, you deserve to be in prison no matter what you did, whatever so-called crime. And I gotta tell you, I was deeply, deeply disturbed and basically got up and said, I don't want anything to do with you anymore. But the fact that, I mean, my brother, it's not often that you get to talk to someone like this who is in the field of this type of quote-unquote law enforcement, but his descriptions, his answers to questions, has no idea about law whatsoever. What is natural law? What is God's law? What is... No idea what law is. He's just there to guard people. And it was extremely frightening for me to listen to this and to know that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people just like him who have been basically manipulated, brainwashed into literally looking at all of us as if we are first criminals to be proven innocent, guilty before any, you know, just really scary. But we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Must have a code that you can live by. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your
dreams. All right, folks, welcome back. Oh, good times. We are talking to Stefan Verstappen today. So, you know, let's get back here, my friend, to this notion of, well, of historical cycles. Now, specifically your article in the Trends Journal, Historical Cycles, are we doomed to repeat the past? What is it that what are you specifically regarding when it comes to the what's happened in the past and how it's basically happening again?
Well, in a nutshell, there has been theories that history repeats itself. And many historians have formulated theories of how history goes, you know, round and round in a cyclic nature, and that if you are able to understand how history operates, you'll be able to predict the future. So these theories go back, you know, at least 4,000 years. The earliest written account of the historical cycles dates back to the Vedas, where they said there's four ages, and they, you know, cycle around and repeat itself. Then up into the Roman and the Greek eras, and even all the way up into the modern times with the Strauss-Howe theory, there have been, two or three dozen theories of historical cycles. So what I've done in the article is I've kind of condensed all the different theories, tried to, you know, find the commonalities between them and refine them down into something a little bit simpler that sort of crosses and covers all the bases. And I was influenced or inspired by my study of Chinese history and the theory of Chinese dynastic cycles, which China's history dates back 4,000 years, very well documented. And when you read Chinese history, you can see that over 83 dynasties, they all did indeed follow a certain pattern. And so I defined all these patterns into a four-stage cyclic theory, which is common with most of the theories. Some have five stages, some have three, some have eight, but four is the most common. So what are the four stages of a civilization or an empire? The first stage is the warrior age, and this is the age of doing and exploration and building and conquering and colonizing, and it's building the foundations of an empire or a society or a civilization. Then follows that is followed by an intellectual age, where we have conquered the territory, we've cut down the forests and planted the crops, we're reaping the rewards, and now we are taking the prosperity from building an empire and sinking it into culture and education and ideas and art and music and architecture. So this is often called the Golden Age, and one of the theories from Herodotus, he was the one that first coined that phrase, a Golden Age. So, good times. Then, what happens is we enter into what's called a Merchant Age, or also sometimes called an Acquisitor Age. And this is where money starts to dominate. And it kind of makes sense because we've got all the wealth from the warrior age that created the empire. We now have refined it with new ideas and innovations during the intellectual age. And usually what happens is there is a lot of money going around in society. People are doing good. And it's the only time in this cycle where there's kind of an upward mobility, meaning that, you know, a working class guy can work really hard, become an entrepreneur, start his own business, and by the time he retires, his grandchildren have a house, you know. So, but what happens towards the end of the merchant age is that the greed and the corruption settles in, and it always does. And it starts with the government. The government starts to become corrupt and greedy, and they are stealing the money. So, in order to replenish the treasury, the government resorts to taxing more and more. And this continues, and then eventually people are tired of being taxed because now, you know, half the businesses are out of business and most people are unemployed. Pretty soon people start to starve, and so what happens is they rise up and rebel against the government, which has taxed them out of existence, you know, taxed them into utter poverty. So this is then the fourth stage in the cycle, the chaos stage. This is the period in which the government has become so corrupt, it has pretty much robbed the people of every last penny that they have. Plus, they're too incompetent to actually run the machinery of government. So things like the roads break down, the irrigation ditches fill up, the dams break, the entire infrastructure starts to crumble because, well, there's no money for it. They stole it. And So this is the age of chaos. The people will rise up. There'll be either martial law, revolution, civil war, or external war, which is a very big possibility, because usually the governments, when they're that bad off, the cheap fix is to start a war and then ship all these people over there to get killed, and then they're out of their hair. They don't have to worry about them anymore. Mm. So really, the purpose of war is to kill your own population. Let's get that straight. Every government has gone into war to kill their own people, not to kill other people. This is a myth. And so that would be called the Age of Chaos. And I think we are at the end of the Merchant Age, and we're just about to go into chaos.
Well, I mean, if you look at the infrastructure, I don't know. It's falling apart. It's been falling apart for decades. I've noticed that. I mean, so what I think the key point is with that is you have a sense of political inheritance. In other words, the children of senators become the senators, and then the children of those senators become senators, and the presidents are all related, they're all cousins, there's never a deviation from the same blood, the same family. Here we have the third Bush is about to run for president. We had, you know, probably the second Clinton. There's no, and they're all related. So there's a sense of, you know, blood inheritance to these offices. The problem with that is, you know, when someone conquers the political spectrum, when someone gets into that position of power and then sets up the government for their progeny to take over, the problem is that the progeny don't have to learn the hard way. They don't have to do any work necessarily. They don't necessarily have to learn what their fathers had to do. And then as the generations go on, you basically got people who are dictators in name only. They have no idea how to actually rule, and the society, in my opinion, just starts going sort of by itself. It lives to carry itself on. The whole purpose of the law is to ensure that the law lives on. The whole purpose of government is the continuity of government, nothing else. And that seems to be where the chaos starts to come in, and that seems to me, like you say, it seems to me that we're at the position now where that chaos is starting to actually become tangible. Is that about right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and what you described is exactly what happened over and over again. Each Chinese dynasty, the Roman Empire, the Mayans, the Byzantines, you know, over and over again, all these dynasties, it all went exactly the same way. You know, it's hard to predict the warrior age because you don't know, you know, how they're going to build a new society. It's kind of hard to predict that. And you can't predict the intellectual age because, you know, this is the time of ideas and innovation, and who can predict that? But the time of the decline of the empire is always the same. The Chinese have a phrase called the three-generation curse, which is, again, very similar to this cyclic theory. And the three-generation curse is this. The father or the grandfather works hard and builds the family fortune and builds the family business. Then his son takes over the business, but he's not quite as shrewd and as hard-working as daddy is. So he lives off the interest of the business. And then the grandson inherits the business, and he's half as hard-working as his dad was and half as smart. And so he ends up spending the principal, and the family is back to being bankrupt. And you know, this is the three generation curse. You know?
Well, and it's true. I mean, you can see it happening. You got a bunch of spoiled rich kids running the country, and in truth, you got to put blame where blame belongs. We are a bunch of spoiled kids called citizens. We are a bunch of spoiled people who are at this point our only hope is that when our parents die, that we might have some little semblance of whatever was left in that civil, you know, estate of our parents. We're screwed. We'll be back. Stay tuned, folks.
With financial uncertainty.